Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, improvforhumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcast and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene. Exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. Four brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, the best taste in the universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all four of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with three paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests, Will Hines, Gilazeri, and Ali Gendel.
Shake it up, baby, now.
Wow.
I can't believe I didn't see this coming.
Do you have the file I sent?
Come on, yeah.
Can you play them simultaneously? Is that possible?
Yeah. Come on and work it on out.
Okay, I am sitting here with my daughter, Sydney Besser, and we again are talking about The Beatles on Improv for Humans with Sydney Besser. And specifically, my wife and I, during the most recent season of True Detective, after every episode, what was I upset about and talking about in the kitchen the next day, Sydney?
You're saying how that they never really gave clear explanations to the weird things that were happening.
Yes, and in particular, what thing did I keep repeating over and over again that I didn't understand?
The twist and shout.
Right. The use of twist and shout in True Detective. Jodie Foster could hear it in her refrigerator. People heard it under the ice. Everyone in town seemed to hear twist and shout no matter where they went. At the beginning of the season, it was a Ferris Bueller, the moment from Ferris Bueller where twist and shout is playing and it was on a loop. And then at the very last episode, that same DVD players again playing that same loop. We don't know who set it up again. Probably the crazy guy in the ice cave, but no explanation of why, if he's hiding, why would he want that playing over and over again? Do you think maybe?
I really don't know. And maybe he thinks it's a different song each time. I don't know, because he's crazy.
Yeah, that's the explanation that everything in True Detective is. Well, because he's crazier, because she's crazy. Or because of ghosts. That was the end of that. But you were telling me something about True Detective earlier this morning. What was that?
That the song Twist and Shout. I always knew that some the song sounded a bit fishy, but I never knew it would lead to a crime. To crime in a TV show.
Right. You'd expect a song like that. Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but are you saying it already had aspects of that sounded fishy to you, so you, now that it ends up being part of a mystery with murder, it doesn't surprise you, or
it doesn't surprise me at all, but I didn't know that it would really be true. I just thought it was a hunch, but I didn't know that it would actually be a fish. That would actually come true, my hunch.
Okay, yeah. So I think I see what you're saying, that the director, the showrunners, even though they didn't make a clear story, at least we agree with them that it's the creepiest of all the Beatles songs. There's something wrong with that song.
Yes, that's exactly what I think.
Okay. I did not put words in her mouth. And this is going to be played on a podcast where Will Hines returns to the show to discuss, well, to improvise, but also to discuss Twist and Shout. This is the gentleman that you debated that JoJo Siwa was better than the Beatles. Do you want to update us on your opinion of JoJo Siwa first off?
Yes. I do not like JoJo Siwa anymore.
There we go.
So, Will, she acquiesced that, just in short, what she's about to say. She no longer likes JoJo Siwa, still thinks JoJo Siwa's better for kids. Mm-hmm. And then said, and two of them are dead. And I was like...
So as what? A knock against them?
I almost think she was blaming Twist and Shout for their half of the Beatles' deaths, was the implication.
I gotta ask, like...
Go ahead.
Are you happy that you've backed yourself into a corner of not enjoying that song? Like, do you enjoy that for the rest of your life you have to pretend to not like this, like, really enjoyable song? Does that bring joy to you that you've cut off happiness from a song that everybody likes? Yes, I do.
Twist and Shout for Brett. Stick with me on this.
I think
I've never liked Twist and Shout.
I'm going to say that song is just okay. That song is just okay. Oh.
This is.
I just want to point out. Not only,
and I love the Beatles.
Not only cut himself off from enjoying it, but now is continuing it with his lineage is going to be unable to.
Yeah, your daughter's never going to like this. Like, really happy song. Just okay. Wait, Gil, you were a fan of the Beatles?
Yes, huge.
And you think that song is just okay?
Just okay.
That's insane. Yeah.
Welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That is me. We have Gil Ali. Will, we did a cold opening here. Yes. You know, we don't need to dredge all this up, but yeah.
But yet,
I'm glad Gil agrees with me. It's okay to terrible.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
The point of it is to get your honest opinion now that we've seen True Detective. of the use of it in True Detective, whether you're satisfied with it, and then B, what it's... We checked midpoint. Now that you've seen the whole thing, what do you think of it?
Twisted Shout is it's never explained. Like, that is super frustrating. This is True Detective's whole thing, right? Like, the I want to hear how it is, because the general format of the show is the pilot presents something that seems supernatural, and then by the end of the season, it's not. That's the general. Right. If you find out that it's human beings who have done it through nefarious means. And a lot of the weird things over the season do get explained one way or the other, but I agree. The Twist and Shout thing is never explained. The producers definitely feel that it is a harbinger of evil, that it like that it like sets an evil atmosphere really well, because they use it for all kinds of creepy
I mean when you setting. Play it that like that when you play like Twist and Shout,
yeah,
and you think, yeah. Fucking sound evil.
I hate that version
is like
of it.
such a cinematic trick is taking like a happy song and then sucking all the juice out of
I
it.
I agree, Ollie. So it's
wrong.
That's okay. Yeah. Head to a director meeting with the music team. All right, guys, we just, you know, it's going to be near the end of the horror thriller when she's walking through the fairgrounds at night when everything's shut down. So
Can I just jump in here real quick and just give, I know we're still got work to do. Can I give ourselves a pat on the back for how good everything's gone so far?
Yeah.
I mean, this production has been
amazing.
It's been a paradise. Just like everything's gone our way.
I think this is the home stretch. We got a couple small decisions to make.
Well, yeah. Let's not jinx it.
It's almost impossible. Yeah. But guys, to be honest, the up energy, the happy songs, that's kind of, to me, the hype songs, that's kind of the easy part of the soundtracking of a movie.
Right.
It's this part of the soundtrack we got to be very delicate with.
Totally
agree.
But
I'm thinking, let's just turn... Since we're in a fairground, we're turning like what is normally a happy atmosphere into a creepy atmosphere. So let's hear the ideas you've been working on.
Creepy, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a 90s kid, so I was thinking maybe Fade Into You from Mazzy Star, that kind of slow, kind of dirt, just kind of sad. That could kind of do it. You know, and our victims do fade into the monster. That could maybe work.
Hmm.
Okay, guys, I'm really wanting you to use one of the happy songs that we used at the top of the movie and make a little turn, a little spin, a little flippity-doo on it. Okay? If you're just going to, if we're just Mazzy Star is going to be the solution to the end of every movie we kick out.
What about like a Rhythm Is Gonna Get You? You know, because the monster's going to get her at the end, right? So we can use that happy go lucky, you know, the rhythm is gonna get you like that, but slow it down.
Slow it down for me.
The rhythm
chills already.
Is gonna get
it's like Nick
you,
singing.
You fuck.
Okay, this is nice. More the direction.
Let me go back to Mazzy Star. Let me go back to Mazzy Star. What if we take Fade Into You and just slow it down?
Let me hear that.
All right.
Already slow.
So this is just fuzz.
Very slow. Yeah, it's very slow. Is this the F?
Some audio artifacts at the beginning. That makes sense. Okay.
Slow down and already.
Slow.
It's just a pitch. I'll write it up. I'll write it up on the board, but we don't have to use it.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you know, we do have, we've got our most upbeat song possibly, All Star by Smash Mouth starting this film.
And I can't believe we got the rights on that with our budget.
So expensive, but worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You guys
know.
Promise it's never been used in a soundtrack, too. I haven't double-checked.
As far as I know.
You promise?
No idea.
I don't remember it being used.
I don't have any kids, but if I did, I'd ask them, and I'm sure they'd back me on that.
And I avoid all animated films, but other than that, I don't think it's been used.
That song, I don't quite know if we can just speed it down, but AI technology has progressed so far. You know,
amen,
that kind of that folksy last version we did, bless his heart, Johnny Cash is dead. But
God bless. But
what if we had Johnny Cash doing All Star with that somber, hurt myself today type tone, you know? Something a little bit like, somebody once told me.
Whoa, slow down.
Sorry, is that too fast?
A little fast.
Yeah.
I would say a little sadder, maybe.
Mm. Somebody.
That's imperceptibly slow.
Yeah, that's really slow.
That's what I'm talking about.
But little Koyana Scotty in
good
there.
Good tone, yeah. I'm an all-star, but
I mean, how sad do we want to get? Because it's I creepy. Can get real sad.
Okay, real sad.
Real I mean, like, death. What about you take Girls Just Want to Have Fun? And I don't know if we can, you know, if we buy the publishing, maybe we could change the lyrics. Something okay. like, girls just want to have cancer.
Ooh.
They just want to have cancer.
Okay. Ooh, that's
isn't that creepy? Scary, doesn't that feel
like
creepy?
Someone's going to get me with a knife, not that cancer's going to kill me.
Right, but I mean, I thought that was a metaphor. I thought the monster was just a metaphor for death, so I was just playing with that, but that's
cancer,
fine.
Cancer, want to have cancer, that part as well.
Yeah.
All right, what if we take Fade Into You? I like what the direction we're going. And we do tweak the lyrics to really like make them a little bit more depressing. And I'll more speed it depressing. Up a little bit so that we can get there a little sooner.
Okay, right? Let's hear it.
Fade into student death.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's talk some more about that.
Can you give us a taste of that song, Brett, just to get Will out of my head there? But yes, we can all agree that the showrunners. I think she released something rather recently. This is definitely a third act song.
This would be legit good.
Yeah, close the True Detective with that.
Let's see.
Yes.
On YouTube, I can slow it down.
Do it. Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
Oh, can you turn up a little bit? Like this.
But this was no ordinary suburb.
Oh, you're good.
Nice.
She got away.
That's like a skiffle song.
But friendship is what it's all about.
So let me tell you about you guys. I was like, where are we? It sounded like when I was asking those guys about the video game, it reminded me of where I was just at, which was South by Southwest at the tech show part of the convention, whatever you want to call it. And you do get these pitches. And some people are the inventors. They are the guys or women. They are the people who made it, right? Mm-hmm. And you can tell. And some people have been hired to sell something that they just got the spiel 2 weeks ago. But the spiel 2 weeks ago one, there was so much AI stuff there, right? So that was the big thing. So one was and this one was outside the convention. It was called the Future of Music. And they were cranking electronica music all day long. And it was just the most awful, typical. So, Brett, when you're like, if you wanted to get free electronica music to score something, where do you get that?
Well, the fastest, sort of cheapest source is YouTube.
Often, and where is that? Who made that?
Whatever. Oh, there's a whole cottage industry of people who just make library music, like soulless library music, and there are companies that just put that stuff out and will charge for it. But then there's also just sort of amateurs that crank it out and put it on YouTube or whatever for free.
And if you're an avid editor for a movie and it's just some random, you're walking through a nightclub quickly and you don't need to go license some Diplo song. But where do you go to?
Yeah, there's a bunch of
Have a library production. You probably subscribe to already, right?
Subscribe to a library, like stock music house. There's a bunch of companies out there.
With all that being said, so I went up to this place and I was like, so this is the future music. Explain it to me. And these two people, and they were like you guys, but no one was coming up to them. So as soon as one person came up to them, they were both like wanting to do their spiel. And I'm like, I was waiting actually for Gabrus to meet me. So I was standing on this corner for, 10 minutes.
That's weird. Gabrus was late.
That's just the point of the story. But enough time to go, this song hasn't changed. It just sounds, it just sounds the same. So I'm like, so what other kind of music besides electronica can this AI make? And they're like, it'll make any kind of music. It'll make all music. It'll make any kind. I'm like, that's great. Can I hear some rock? It won't make rock and roll. And I'm like, why won't it? And this woman, she started explaining, like, it doesn't have enough elements or something like that. I couldn't understand what the fuck she was talking about. I was like, what? And this been playing ad nauseum has a lot of elements? I'm like, well, what other? And I said, I assume that you can't play country then. And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, can it play rap? And it's like, it can play hip hop. I'm like, it has words? No. So I'm like, oh, so it's just playing hip hop beats. Yes. Yeah. So what else does it play? Well, there's house and there's techno and there's lo-fi. And they just said all these different words for electronica. I'm like, oh, so it's all just variations of electronica. And that's all it was. And it was just terrible. So what do you do with that? Who wants that? Who's working with that? I tried to give a possibility that if you're soundtracking something and you need something cheap, you'd use that. What else do you need the future of AI making music for?
All right, we cut to one of these pitchmen. All right, everybody, look, I've figured it out. I have cracked the code on AI music. All right, you guys need music, right? You guys have needs for original music. You don't want to pay the big licenses.
Oh yeah,
this is gonna solve your problems. Okay, this is I have an AI tuba. This is tuba music. But tuba, now I know you're like, who cares? Tuba's boring. It's just one instrument. Not when my AI generator gets done with it. The tuba music I generate is incredible. Any kind.
Well, can we hear something?
Sure. All right, yeah, let's just do a basic little, here, I'll just get this up. I'm just going to put it in emotion. How about happy tuba? Okay, here we go.
boom, 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 boom.
Can I?
Pretty great, right?
Was that last noise made with the tuba? The
yeah, yeah. Isn't that incredible?
It still sounds like one instrument kind of plunking along.
It's mostly one instrument.
Look, I'm going to say, tuba is not, it's just not popular. I don't know why you focused on tuba.
Because of the range. We wanted something that could satisfy a lot of clients' needs. Look at the genres we got. We got lo-fi polka, all right? We got slow parade. We got all kinds of stuff in here.
Can I just ask you a question when you sort of make this... what type of scene could you imagine that song appearing in besides, say, a parade or a polka?
Yes, of course. I mean, those would be the most obvious. But you could go, let's say you're going into a VFW, all right? There's a lot of 80-year-old veterans from the Korean War hanging out having a beer. And they need a little pick-me-up. You put on this AI tuba, two or three of them, you know, you get two or three computers, each of them doing one at once. You hit the space bar at the same time on all three computers.
We cut to later that night. He comes home to his wife.
God damn it.
Can you lock both locks this time?
What?
Put a chain on the door in addition to the lock, please.
All right, yes.
Did you sell anything today?
No. Not yet.
You didn't sell any of those AI musics?
I passed out some cards. I planted some seeds. God, how many locks we got on this door here? Hang on, I got one.
Nobody wants slow parades.
Why not?
I told you that.
That's one of the main problems of the parade is they're zipping right by.
Oh, my God.
You need a slow parade.
I don't want it tonight. That's all I'm asking for you.
What?
None of it tonight.
Just none of
your AI music tonight.
Just the bare minimum. I got it. Just enough so I can go to sleep. I can't go to sleep without some lo-fi polka.
You do not bring that home anymore until you sell one of these AI musics. Nobody's interested in yours.
We see on Will's computer at the bottom, minimize, there's a folder that says romantic, get in the mood, tuba.
All right. We just play a little. How about a compromise? I'll play something right here just for a couple minutes and then I'll stop for the rest of the night.
Oh, please. Like it'll work on me. You're going to try your sales job on me. Go ahead. Play one of your AI musics and see if it works.
All right. Come on, AI. Come on.
Cut to 10 minutes later. Their clothes are all over the place. He's just jizzed all over her breast. Oh my God.
Sorry about that.
That's the best sex we've had in years.
I knew it.
That was amazing. That was nothing like the slow parade or the...
Ernie, she's listening to other music while you have sex. I'm telling you, she's got headphones in her ears.
What's happening?
She's not. You think she's really?
You think the story I just told you is not true?
No, it's not true. Okay, your tuba music sucks.
I don't think it sucks.
I played
for her a special brand of tuba that was mixed with Sting's later solo albums and Sade's early singles, and it ripped. You think that wasn't it?
No.
Where did you say you finished?
I jizzed all over her tits. What do you want?
There's no way.
I know I don't seem like that kind of guy.
No, you don't seem like that kind of guy. And honestly, your wife doesn't seem like that kind of woman.
Absolutely. There's some headphones in the mix here.
I don't see any.
We cut to her friends with her. Yeah, of course I have earbuds in. Are you kidding me?
What are you listening to?
Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh my God! Are you going to tell Ernie?
Interviews. What's that?
Are you going to tell? You got to hide it from Ernie. You can't let him know.
I'm home, honey.
Oh God.
Hi, we're just in here.
Hey, what's going on? Denise.
Hey, Ernie.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. How were sales today? Did you sell any AI musics?
Not yet, but I'm closer than ever. I'm intriguing them, and I'm actually been sharing some personal anecdotes of you and me, honey, and that's motivating some of them to take another look.
Oh, Okay.
Mm. Seems like you're shepherding it.
Why is that funny, Denise?
What? I just think the word is, I think the SH sound is hilarious.
Shepherding is, I don't get it.
It's just a funny word, right?
I don't get it.
You seem lost, like a shepherd without his flock.
What's with the shepherd stuff? What's going on here? What's going on? I didn't tell you, sweetheart, another thing happened at work. One of my coworkers had all of his personal information revealed online on social media. He got doxxed. So we're calling him Dox.
Almost like a shepherd waiting on the dock.
Stop it.
And then later that night as they're undressing, they were tipsy and joking around doing weird wordplay. I don't know what they were talking about.
All right. Well, you want me to, hey, should I play the track from yesterday again?
And then back with her ladies. I lost my earbuds and now he wants to have sex all the time and I can't even find them.
Oh no.
Gotta get new earbuds or I can't get horny without my pod.
Is there a way that you can play it off your laptop, like maybe in a nearby room, just enough to hear it?
We cut back to the present. What are you looking around for, sweetheart? Is it you lose something?
No, I just have to.
We had a great time. We had a great time yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to turn on a podcast that I was listening to earlier that I just didn't hear the end of, if you don't mind, while we have sex.
I guess
your AI music.
All right, I'm just going to put my AI tuba Sade sting.
Okay, can you turn it down a little bit?
Turn it down?
Do you mind?
I'll turn it down a little bit, but I mean, I think we want to get in the mood. I mean, just to work. Okay, yeah, I'll turn it down a little bit.
Oh, wait, Ernie, so you're saying she's laughing during sex? That's not
weird.
From the tuba.
I didn't think the tuba was funny, but I guess it is because she's roaring with laughter while we're having sex. I mean, she's so happy. I didn't want to question it or push back. Yeah, she's laughing.
Something's going on.
Hey, can I say I appreciate you letting me go over all this with you?
Hey, I'm your brother. You know?
Yeah. I know.
I don't have a life of my own, really.
Hey, you're going to find somebody.
Nah.
I think you will.
No, I'm mean.
Yes, you are mean, but I think you'll find somebody. Anyway, she's laughing.
We cut to the dog park where this guy is with his dogs.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Over here, bud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Is that your dog? Looks like they're being a little friendly.
Shut up.
Excuse me?
I said shut up. Get the fuck out of here. You stink.
Holy
shit. Fucking stink. Your teeth are rotting. I fucking hate the way you look.
With her girlfriend later. You know, it does sound rude, but the flip side of that is he's being honest, not a phony bullshitter like most of the guys I date who you don't find out the real truth of what's going on until 12 dates in.
There was something that caught me off guard. Like, I don't want to, you know, flatten this down to like, oh, negging works. But I do feel like I get so many fake compliments on my smile. And I think for someone to note that my two front teeth are actually rotting, like, I just kind of felt seen.
I don't even want to tell you about that.
I know. And so
back at the dog park.
Well, thanks for meeting me back here. I don't usually get to go on second dates, you fucking moron.
I should have known that. I'm so happy that you decided to meet
me. You probably don't go on second dates either, you know, the way you're dressed and the way you fucking look.
Okay, this is a little hard. I think I need...
Put a fucking bone in your mouth. You're a dog too.
Oh, my God. Okay,
What are you interested in? What do you like?
This is so wild because you leave just enough space for me to think that I'm going to get to say something, and then I get cut off.
No, right, I really want to hear. What do you like? What are your interests?
I'm actually like kind of an environmentalist.
Stupid.
Which part?
All of it.
Let's talk some more about that.
Have you guys ever, and I know you have, so what do you do when you're at a restaurant and you hear like a date or a couple just having the most uncomfortable conversation? Do you ever feel like you have to step in? Like someone being that level of mean.
I truly can't imagine.
You've heard that, can't you? You've heard that, haven't you?
Yes. And if I lived to be 10,000 years old, I don't think I would ever come across a situation where I wanted to interfere. But I've definitely heard like uncomfortable arguments and people.
Sorry, Will. I didn't mean to.
I had nothing.
I wanted to hear the end where you punched a guy at the end of the story.
I did. In New York, I lived across the hall. This is a way more serious situation, but from like a couple that this guy was like really awful to his girlfriend and was like, I could hear her like, hear him like being violent. And I, without thinking, I went over and like knocked on the door and he answers and he was enormous, like just enormous. And I was just like, and then like, he like lied about, he lied about it and she ran off like, and then I called the cops and all this stuff, but it was really,
you were a hero.
Well, I don't know if I was a hero, but they just like, she lied to them once they arrived too. And was just like, I was just taking a shower, you know, like, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm red in the face.
That's definitely a hard, yeah.
I was going to say
there's like the one kind of like in practice thing, and maybe this is easier to do improv off of than domestic violence.
Yeah.
But like there's one kind of like tactic that I read about that I think I've used twice now, and it does seem to work, at least for like lighter stuff in public, where without needing to interject in a way of like, bro, you need to fucking step off, otherwise this is gonna, without doing that kind of thing, there's like, it's almost like a distraction sort of technique where you like get the person's attention and ask them some unrelated question, like, hey, like I did this in front of UCB one time where it's like, hey, do you know where the 101 is? Is it like, if I go this way, does it get you to the 101? Because you like, you interject yourself, you give like enough space for hopefully the one.
Okay, let's cut to two guys. They're in the middle of that fight. I'll fucking hit with you the fucking trash can lid right now, motherfucker.
Oh, you think
you
so?
Cut me off.
You think you're gonna cut me off? So what? You need to be cut off.
Excuse me. I'm supposed
what?
To meet a friend.
What do you
at,
want?
What is it?
I'm supposed to meet a friend at Birds. It's like
Birds?
A chicken restaurant. Yeah, do you know where that is?
Who cares? There's
spelled
better
with
restaurants
a Y, Birds.
What's that?
Spelled with a Y, Birds.
Or I.
You tell me. Is it
Y or I?
Is there more than one restaurant?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Tell me. Wait. Which one is the Y restaurant? Which one is the I restaurant?
Right, the one right here has an I.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, okay.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one with a Y that's far away.
On the south side.
On the south
side. Which one do you guys like better?
What are you looking for? You looking to drink? You looking to have some good chicken?
Yeah, I'm supposed to meet a friend at one of the Birds restaurants. He didn't tell me what it was.
Just go to the one with the I.
Just go
Matt,
with the I.
Matt, what? You were fighting. This guy just distracted you. Get back to the argument. What is
you're right,
what is
honey.
Wrong?
I'm sorry, sweetie.
He was so rude to me. He was so rude.
Okay, what was I mad about? Oh, yeah,
I cut you off twice, motherfucker,
and
I'll
face off right now. You cut me off.
Hey, guys,
off
so sorry, me again. I had a question. Do you know what the difference is between lavash and pita?
Yes!
What is it? They both seem like, you know, kind of flatbreads. But.
Oh, my God. You don't even know the difference between lavash and pita? Pita.
I might, but I think I'm not confident that my
don't
difference is the same.
Lavash is like a bread. Pita's like...
Pita's like a pocket. It's softer.
Yeah,
it's doughier.
You just put stuff in. Jesus. You don't just eat a pita by itself.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Lavash is a good dipping bread, all right?
Exactly. Matthew, this man spilt a margarita on my shoe. I want you to hurt him. You're talking about lavash, and you're agreeing about lavash. Okay, defend my honor.
He was right, though. You soak up the sauce with the vash. You put stuff in
it's
a
perfect
pita.
For that. It's perfect for that.
Yeah, you're right. My man here knows what he's talking about.
Pita's
right.
Great for sandwiches, and it's low calorie than most other breads. So if you're looking to cut down on your waistline, pita might be the way to go.
Yeah, that's extremely
you just
helpful.
Want a meat
you're
taste.
Damn right it is.
All right, you guys seem good. Thanks so much.
Shut up.
Okay.
Hug me. Give me a hug.
Here you go.
Oh!
I really appreciate the info, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, sweetie. You want to go to Bert's?
I want you to do something about what just happened.
Oh, this is the it motherfucker seems like you who spilled a margarita on your shoe and then cut us off in traffic twice.
Okay, yeah, stop getting distracted, please.
I'm so sorry.
Spilled a margarita on your shoe. We both got into our cars. We drove away. I cut you off once, and then I didn't think you noticed it, but I guess you did, and I cut you off a second time.
A second time.
Hey, guys, me again. It seems like
we didn't even ramp into our fight yet.
It did seem like you were getting pretty aggressive, you know, at least dialogue-wise.
Are you the same guy?
Yeah, hey.
The same guy who just talked to us?
Haven't you met your friend yet?
No, not yet. He texted.
You're going to be late.
He had a question, actually, was wondering if you guys had the answer to this. If there's a God that knows the future, does that mean there's any chance that we have free will at all?
We do not. Text him back, we do not have free will.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I believe in a locked-in destiny. Fate is etched.
So I don't even have a choice on whether I'm having a vodka or pita tonight.
You don't even know it, but fate has already decided.
The other guy's just taking it in. He can't even respond. He's taking in this info and just.
You think you have free will, but you don't. God has decided you are going to have lavash or a pita. You don't even. God knows. You don't know.
We're sort of in a vehicle watching.
Does God want me to be with her, or do I judge her personality and make my own decision?
God will let you know when you're supposed to know.
Matthew, you know you believe in free will. What are you talking? Say something back.
I don't know if I do, though, because sometimes I think we shouldn't be together, and I don't want to be with you, but still we're together all the time. I'm like, why? I don't understand what's happening.
Predestination is real. If you try to resist the true outcome, God changes things so that his outcome is what is honored.
Well, why don't you just walk away with this guy, then?
Maybe that's what's meant to happen.
You seem like you're getting along with him.
No, I don't mind. I need a roommate and a lover. Move in with me.
Like go and walk into the Scientology Center. Ching, ching. Two more up on the board.
Let's talk some more about that.
The other version of that is sports. You just find the mutual team.
Oh, does that work? Has that worked for y'all in a real sense?
That always works. Because like if you're in New York, you could say Giants and have a Jets fan sock you.
It feels like if one or more of the parties in the fight are like realizing that they've kind of puffed up too far and are looking for a reason to stop it.
Yes.
They'll latch on to the dumbest excuse. Like, bro, I saw that Raiders jersey. It's all love, you know, like they'll do that kind of shit. And it's like, you weren't going to fucking fight anyway.
Okay. Since your date's here, I'm going to let you get away with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Right.
Hey, you're lucky it's St. Patrick's Day because I'm on the Irish or whatever.
Yeah. You're lucky I'm getting real scared right now. So.
The maybe a more boring version of that is I saw in a bar when I was in college and sort of new to going to bars, like, and also just new with dealing with lots of drunk people. Or even as a drunk person, but there was some aggressive drunk guy trying to like just argue with one of my friends. I don't even know how it started. He just was like, "What'd you say, pal?" Just like he was defensive. And my friend just spoke quietly to him. And the guy was so drunk, he just echoed in the same volume. Like the drunk guy's voice just went down to a whisper unconsciously. So he was like, "What'd you say, pal?" And he's like, "I didn't say anything." He's like, "Well, you better watch yourself." It was like a Jedi mind trick just controlling his temper. I was like, "How did you know to do that? That was incredible."
Hey, you see that guy over there? He's kind of, he's giving Rick shit right now.
Yeah.
All right, just give me 1 second. I'm gonna try something.
Still me.
I'll squeeze your fucking neck.
Which one? This neck?
Yeah, your one and only neck, and your head will pop like a zit.
I doubt. Oh, you'll pop my neck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds impossible. What do you think of that?
Oh, hello.
What?
Who's this? Worked.
What'd you say?
Oh, hello.
What'd you say? This guy's talking about my neck.
Are we all having a good time at the bar?
No.
Holy shit, dude. You just doubt fired him.
It works every hello. Time. When you tap into that doubt fire register, the human mind just wants to oh hello you back.
Oh, I don't know why I was so angry. Let me buy you all a drink and a cake.
I'll tell you why you were angry. You just want your kids back.
I do.
Have a good evening.
Good evening to you.
With his boys later. You got Glinda Goodwitched, man.
Huh?
You got Glinda Goodwitched.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Dude, you were like, you looked like you were super tough and then like.
I am super tough. That's why.
No, man. About. Someone talked like fucking Glinda the Goodwitch and then you just started being sweet.
No.
Yeah.
No way, man. I was an inch away from laying wrath on those guys.
It's this new thing going around. I saw a TikTok video. Anyone who can hit that register, they're Glinda Goodwitching people. It's not just, they're not just
well, I don't
cutting
know what
off fights. You'll end up in your bed and forget half the night and you've paid for someone's dinner. You got Glinda Goodwitched.
You're saying that people do this and then the recipient
of it? He wakes up
it's-
in his bed. The next morning, suddenly.
Oh, God, what a night. Fun. Good fun night. Well, let me just review my credit card transactions like I do every morning. God, thank God this is so easy to do now. Just go online here in Capital One. Wait a minute. I bought dinner for two different people? I didn't eat dinner last night. I was intermittent fasting. What is this? Wait a minute. I gave to charity, but I'm against that. This says here I gave a credit card donation to charity and I bought meals. Wait a minute.
And as he continues now, he's talking to a couple of police officers down at the station. All right. You're saying you didn't buy any of these fur coats and jewelry?
Absolutely not. There's some kind of identity theft going on.
And do you have any of those credit cards on you right now?
Yes, right here.
Well, you why know, don't you just pass them over here?
Okay, here you go.
Okay, I'm just going to feed them into the slot right here.
Would you like a fur coat to keep yourself warm?
That and that speedboat I've had my eye on.
O'Reilly, get in here. What are you doing? What are you doing? You can't use that voice on every perp that walks in here.
Come on, everyone's doing it, man.
No,
just
no.
For my vacation home. At least I'm not taking drug dealer money like some of the other guys.
No, you're on temporary leave.
What?
I've heard you do that 3 or 4 times this week.
Are you sure you want to put me on temporary leave?
I am. I'm so sweet.
Outside, there's the faint noises of a protest.
End police corruption. All cops are Glinda Goodwitch. A-CAG. A-CAG.
Oh, my God. Who's that?
We cut to all the police coming to behind bars the next morning. What the fuck?
What the hell?
Jesus.
How do we end up behind these our own bars?
Hang on, let me check my credit card transactions.
You can do that.
Yeah, I got my phone with me still. Somebody locked me up with my phone. Hold on.
You get one credit card transaction check, Hines.
Okay, that's all I need. Wait a minute. I bought speedboats for like 3 different people.
Your one-word suggestion from Discord.
I'm going to go to the Discord on Improv for Humans, where on the one word suggestions hashtag, you can leave those one word suggestions. I see the word scooped. I see either UPS or ups. I see break check. Any of that inspire you? Break check, UPS deliver anything to you lately?
UPS makes me think of a dumb thing I started doing that maybe originally was smart, but now it's just become silly. Sometimes when I would order, I'm kind of an online slick deal junkie. Like I like getting like free stuff and like stacking promo codes and that kind of thing. But one of the downsides of that is sometimes these places will just do it to collect your information. So every so often when you like register for something or get something shipped, I'll throw in like a dumb middle name to like track if they're sharing my info around. Mm. And so there was protein powder. it's even worse because I involved my girlfriend and fiance Hillary Matthews in this. I ordered something and it was shipping here to her place, and I ordered it as Hillary Protein Matthews. so now I like will get a ton of stuff like that shows up under the name Hillary Protein Matthews, and originally it was just kind of funny, but now there's times where like our neighbors will receive packages and be like, hey, we got this on accident, they hand it over, and then I go, wait, they saw this, they had no context for it, do they think Hillary's middle name is protein? It's become a whole thing.
That's awesome. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
Oh, I appreciate that. You mean on the middle name, right?
Congrats on all these deals. Marrying a protein.
Yeah, on all these deals. Yeah.
We cut to the wedding. Do you know what her middle name is? I'm hearing a lot of different versions.
I'm hearing, I heard it was like really strange. What did you hear it was?
Vitamins?
Vitamins? That's not what I heard.
What did you hear? I also heard B12 specifically, and I thought no one has a middle name B12. I could see vitamins being a middle name, though.
That's crazy. Well, it's certainly not.
Hear?
I heard it was 12.
You heard 12? I heard B12.
Oh, you heard B12. Well, maybe that's where it's B12. Telephone. Maybe
it's probably B12.
12. Yeah.
I heard. I heard E12.
What?
What? Say that again.
E12. That's what I heard.
Like
with an E, just 12 with an E in front.
Like
of it?
Like an E that's been cut halfway. I heard it was just like as if somebody I just heard like the second half of a word. E12.
Hey, so I got a flower delivery for the setup here. Is this Hillary Fatuelve Matthews? Is that Fatuelve?
Fatuelve. Mm.
I don't know.
That is the right place, probably. Though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me leave these here.
Not sure if we should sign for it. There you go.
I guess we got it wrong. It's Fatuelve.
Tip him.
French, I guess. She's so nice.
Let's just ask her.
Oh, you think she's nice? Oh, okay.
I think she's nice, yeah.
Oh, all right.
You don't think so?
Of course she's nice.
No.
You don't think she's
nice? I just don't think she's nice, no.
Why?
What?
Would she be?
What happened that makes you think she's not nice?
She didn't like the appetizers. She like spit it out onto the plate. I was like, you're doing this in public?
Why? Maybe she was choking or something, you know, maybe she had an allergic reaction.
Yeah, it was clearly reaction. Like, ew. Yeah.
No, that is pretty mean.
Okay. But okay, here she comes. Hey, you look beautiful.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. It was such a lovely wedding.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so weird. thank you so much. I know that we all met at our old ad agency job. Hillary Matthews with one T. This is how I'm going to separate, so I don't have to play my fiance.
Hillary Matthews is one T, so that's different than the improviser Hillary Matthews.
Yeah, so different than, and she's, you know, sometimes I'll Google my name and she comes up first. She's fucking amazing.
But you're a totally different person.
I'm a totally different person. You guys know that. We all met at that, ad agency a long
time ago. We're an ad agency and we're fans of long form improv in Los Angeles. Yeah,
absolutely. I just want to thank y'all. I know today's been kind of a whirlwind. I hope you're having a good time.
Yes.
I can't wait to get to the vitamins, B12.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I have to spit it out, but you're going to work your way around a family. We'll never be able to talk to you again. Is your name B12 vitamins or vitamins B12?
No, it's not. And frankly, we've known each other long enough. I'm a little offended that you don't know my middle name. It's so unique and special to me.
It's Effia 12, right? Is that it?
What is?
Your middle name.
I didn't even know. That's so far off. I didn't even
It's E12.
Clock it as a grass.
E12?
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 Is that Latin? What are we saying?
It's just, I don't know. Is that your middle name?
Wow, this is really disappointing that three of the people who
later, the couple's cutting the cake and these three. She is a bitch.
Right. I told you.
What was up with that? She doesn't know my middle name.
Yeah, she's got like, a middle name.
Just
wrong
say what your
really
fucking middle name is. So treat like a quiz show.
And she's got coconut shrimp in her fucking pocket. She spit it out and put it in her pocket.
Up at the cake. Hillary, I just want to say that me, Ali Gagandor, have never been happier than this day. And just thank you for marrying me.
I am so excited to marry you. I remember a long time ago when you were deciding your life path, whether you were going to pursue comedy or whether you were going to have a lucrative career in genetics. And you
went for genetics.
And I am so happy you did.
Yeah, I just was like, improv is an impractical decision and I'd be selfish to do it.
Say each other's middle name.
What's the
what?
Are you allowed to make requests?
And spell the names.
Are those your old soccer friends?
Yeah, they're my soccer friends. They're really nice guys, but they're a little aggro.
Ali Gagandor, you have to
say your middle name.
They're doing a common
soccer song.
They're doing a Manchester U chant, but doing it with oh my god.
I know, and I'm a Liverpool fan. All right.
They should know our middle names at this point, right? I don't know
if that matters. I don't know anybody else's middle names. They want to know our middle names. We'll say them and spell them.
I guess I'm being kind of a bitch.
You really are.
The priest comes over. We do need to settle down the crowd. Do you know each other's middle names?
Of course I know my beloved's middle names.
Okay.
Hillary Matthews.
Spit it out.
I know Hillary Matthews' middle name
and I know Ali Gagandur's as well. It's hard to spell because it's very ethnic.
And Hillary's is so strange that it's a little hard to spell, but I'm happy to spell it and say it right now.
Yes.
Say it already!
It's Hillary...
Ali...
Hillary...
Wow, so you guys want a divorce. Okay. Well, that was quick. What seems to be the problem?
I'm still in my tux. She's still in her bridal gown, but we realized we're not meant to be together.
And why is that?
I heard there's a middle name debacle.
We don't listen to each other. We're narcissists. We're each narcissist, and we don't pay attention to the other person.
Right.
Well, that's part of getting to know each other.
People don't change. I know that people don't change. They're wired. Their behavior's wired in.
And as an ad exec, I know that's terrible branding.
Let's talk some more about that.
Don't you think it's possible there's some couples out there that don't know each other's middle names?
Sure.
Yeah, probably.
Emily, my wife's last name is Strawn, which is a Scottish last name, but I didn't know when I first met her, I didn't know how to pronounce her last name for the first couple of months, and I was afraid to ask because it was like, oh, it's too late already. Because she tells everybody on the phone it's Strachan, so they know how to spell it. right? And then, so I heard her say this over the phone, but then I heard her say Stran too. So I was just like, what the fuck is her? And it was like so many months in. It was like, we had already said I love you to each other. And I still was just like, what the fuck? How do I pronounce her goddamn last name?
How'd you eventually land on it?
I heard her say it to like a family member. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you took the dishonorable way out.
I took the dishonorable way out. But then later, you know, in the relationship, I admitted to not knowing.
I forget my brother's middle names. Like, I'm very close to my brothers, but I cannot remember their middle names often. And I think I feel sort of dumb about it.
Do you guys feel with memory that there's something where when you learn new stuff, it kind of pushes old stuff out? I think with names, I feel that on like a big level where I have 500 possible names.
Uh-huh.
And they kind of like, they get pushed out as you learn more.
Well, recently, and I don't know if this is bad for my mental health or like, you know, my mental sharpness in my older age, but I've stopped trying to think of the word that I want to think of and just say any word and hope that the person knows what I'm saying. You know, give me the raisin, well, you know, like awesome. Give me the raisin and, you know, I'm pointing to the thing because I don't feel like it. I'm like, store. Why?
We cut to hardware store. The raisin?
Yeah.
Sir, right please behind don't the counter. Yell. I will Sorry. Reach for you.
Right there, the raisin.
Okay.
Right there.
The general area you're pointing to, we got a rake. We got a ladder.
Nah, a you know, it's eaters. The raisin right there. You do the work. You figure it out right there.
Sir, this is not a grocery store. We don't have any raisins, okay?
Yes, I know.
I think you're searching for rake.
Okay, fine. Is that the rake?
We cut to the grocery store at the same guy.
Sir, I don't understand. You're asking for a blimpy?
I'm asking for a blimpy. The blimpy, please.
But you're pointing up at the cereals.
Yeah, right there. The blimpy, the one with the sun. He's got two fucking cucumbers in his hands, and all the fucking rakes are in his.
You know what, cornflakes? What are you talking about?
No, the sun, the big sun. He's got two sun? Cucumbers. Yes, right cucumbers. There.
I honestly don't. Is that the green?
The blimpy,
green
the blimpy.
The green. I honestly don't know. The frozen peas?
The raisin brand. The raisin the brand. Raisin Sorry. Brand. Jesus, okay. Right there. Yes. Oh, God.
Back at home, the kids. Two cucumbers. That man started talking to mother. I don't want dad to help me with math anymore. It's just. He says 2 times 3 is apple, and he's just mad about it.
Oh, he's trying his best, sweetheart. He's honing in on it as best as he can.
Okay, Yes, I'm done with math, Mommy. Already finished, Dad.
Let me check. I got to check what you did.
You don't have to check.
Okay, oh, come on. Here. Give me a hand over the
here
little dog.
It is. We're just working on.
Yeah, just give it to me. All right, let's see. All right, what'd you do here? What is this? You didn't show your work. You didn't show your work here.
That's huh? Okay. And, you don't have to do it.
In the place.
You don't have to explain. Okay.
What are we in London here? What is this? What is this?
Just doing multiplication. It's easy multiplication today.
All right. Well, you got what number is that? The fucking B train. You gotta add this.
Here we are. We're in the round two of Family Feud. Gil, you're up.
Okay.
Can you name one thing you would not go camping without?
Sleeping bag.
Long.
Sleeping bag.
Long.
You know, long.
You said long, like L-O-N-G.
Long. No. That you know what I'm talking about.
I actually
long
don't.
Sleeping bag.
Survey says long sleeping bag. We'll take it. Very generous from the judges. Never has that happened where someone's just given an adjective.
Wait a minute. I said sleepy thing and I got rejected.
You said sleepy thing. It was not close enough.
You got to get it right. Bag. You got to get it exact. correct.
No, he said long.
He said long. We made the connection that he meant long sleeping bag.
I said sleepy thing, and you didn't give it to me.
We cut backstage at Family Feud, where there are indeed these three judges who get consulted like once a show about something. We cut to like 5 weeks later. Man, it's been a few shows since they've asked us anything. I'm starting to feel worthless.
Yeah, I know. I pace. It's exhausting too because I'm paying close attention.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, every so often, Steve Harvey will kind of turn and you'll think, "Oh, maybe this one's kind of a conflicted answer," but then he just makes some goddamn quip like we don't matter.
Yeah, like we're not real.
I think we do something. We take over the show.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you because you've been talking a big game for a long time. And Steve's just walking up.
I've been talking a big game.
I'll pop your neck like a zit, pal.
Don't even fucking mess with me.
Bring your neck.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do something to Steve. What are you ready to do?
Excuse me, judges.
Hey, I was just wondering, what came first, the Willy Wonka company that makes candy or the movie with Willy Wonka?
What? A stupid question.
What are you, the biggest dummy who's ever been?
What kind of question? Why are you coming up to us right here on the fucking side of the freeway? Why? What are you doing?
We were driving home from Family Feud. We pulled over on the side of the freeway to talk to each other because the car didn't feel like the right place. And now you're just walking up to us on the side of the freeway with a fucking crazy ass question. Is Willy Wonka a chocolate company?
He makes, you know, nerds and sweet tarts.
What do we look like? The biography of corporate America?
Hey, you seem like you're getting along pretty well now. I'm gonna tell you.
I don't think so.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
So does any of these other words inspire you, gentlemen? Well, here's another two. Yard sale. That's always a good one. You gone to a yard sale or ever bought anything at a yard sale? That's where you get your CDs, Brett, these days.
Yeah, Brett's a big yard sale guy. Yeah. I went to a yard sale in my neighborhood growing up, and there was when I was like, I don't know, in seventh grade, like they call them tag sales over there, right? That's correct.
They were tag sales,
yeah, New England, yeah. And so my neighborhood, we lived kind of in rural, forested Connecticut, so I wasn't allowed to walk that far from home because it quickly just, I don't know, just be, we were sort of surrounded by big double lane highways, so I could only, anyway, tag sales were like one of the few things I could just sort of go do, be like, oh, there's a tag sale in the neighborhood. I'm allowed to go by myself and browse when I was like in sixth grade or seventh grade. So, but one of them was this like two or three families joined together in some massive tag sale. But one of the guys from one of the families dressed as a big captain's, like a sailor outfit, like a captain with a pipe, and everybody called him the captain. And he just was real proud of his like persona as the captain. And he would give these like kind of flowery backstories. And at the time I was like, oh, I guess this is like a nice and interesting person. But when I look back in my adult mind, I'm like, this was kinetic. There was no naval anything in the area. Like this,
it's a maniac right there.
It's just a complete crazy person who'd gone bored in suburbia and just declared himself to be the captain or something like that. And
he was giving part back of the story of everything he sold.
He was like, oh, yeah, like this statue, this is from South Korea. And like the wooden ducks of South Korea. This is an important gift that you give at birth. And I was like, is that?
I feel like that part of the yard sale is like where you're like, it's gone because we have like eBay now. So there's like less yard sales and you don't get to meet the fucking crazy people who have all their shit on the lawn. You don't like get to be like, oh, this is what you lived like for years, you fucking maniac.
Yeah.
You know?
Or I like to buy the comic books they had and usually they were all just beaten to hell and you could pay like a dollar and get like 50 of them or something.
Yeah.
And I would like to
let's just check out this one. But if they don't have comic books or vinyl, let's just get out of here before we get trapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds good.
Hi there. Saw you had a yard sale.
Ahoy! Ah, two young adventurers ready to go to sea.
Okay. Well, we're looking for comic books or any vinyl you might have.
Don't have that. But I have an array of candles. I have an array of candles. And wait, we might have some comic books.
Okay.
Let me just check. We have so much stuff, sometimes I lose track of what we have.
Okay, we're not really looking for candles.
All right, well, let's put the candles out here.
Anyway, those are all melted.
Half used.
Can I ask how you have things organized? I know it's a yard sale, so it doesn't have to be like aisles or anything, but there's candles on this side, and then I saw candles over here. Is there any kind of organization?
Yes, there is. Thank you for asking. They're organized by woman. They're organized in order of the women who gave them to me, the lovers that I've had and lost. Starting with the relationships from my youth down here, the things I was given or bought during my relationship, and then over here to my most recent relationship, my lovely wife.
Okay, wait, do you guys buy each other vinyl or comic book?
Let me check here. I believe one of my former girlfriends was a fan of comic books, and I may have acquired some comic books while I was with her. So, yes, these are organized by women.
He just wants to talk about this. Just a way for him to brag about his lovers. Let's get out of here while the getting's good.
I mean, there could be a gem in here, but I really don't want to hear the life story on every one of these items.
Here's Heather. Heather's area. Heather was a printaholic. She read everything. There are some comic books here. There are some comic books that Heather gifted to me.
These seem like the sort of instructional comics you get from like a dentist or like a anti-drug thing. Do you have any like Marvel or DC?
No, these are instructional comic books that you get from the dentist. Things that tell you how to brush your teeth properly. Here's some safety cards from an airplane. Heather was an eccentric.
This is trash.
Yeah, this is like, I don't know that this should be resold. I feel like this was free originally. I
mean, look at the art. Look at the vintage early 1980s airplane safety art.
Okay, if you can point us out of the aisles, because now I can't see where we walked in. We just need
you have to find your way out.
Yeah, which way's north? I can't even tell.
You have a compass,
sir,
right there?
Just let us. If you knew north, would that help you? Boxes.
Would that help you out if you knew north? Let me see. I dated a seafarer.
Expensive compasses.
I dated a seafarer named Paula. Mm. Paula knew. Yes, here's some compasses. Here. There's a compass right here. Hold this. This will tell you which way is north.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. That's for free.
This looks like the most expensive thing you have here, and this is free?
You can have it.
Take anything.
This is from Paula. Paula was a bass player in a high school band when we were in high school together. She played bass. Not a lot of women bass players in high school. She was tremendous.
Man, here's a picture of you, and you look the same age as you are now.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a long time ago.
Here's another picture of you. Back in like the 20s, you look
1920s,
the same.
1920s when I was a high roller in the stock market and I was dating Gertrude, a Manhattan socialite. And these are the candles.
We got to get the fuck out of here now.
We have to go. This is creepy.
You have to find your own way out.
Here,
you have to find your own way out.
Racks of jackets and furs.
Wait.
You can't.
I recognize this. This sweatshirt was my grandma's sweatshirt.
I'm behind you. I'm close behind you.
This
I'm coming up.
This tea set was from my grandmother's house.
I dated. Hello, it's me. I'm close again. I dated your grandmother. Hello.
Oh, oh my God! There's a picture of her with your grandmother. He's the same age.
He's the same age.
That's right.
So basically, boys, you didn't get to heaven. You didn't get to hell. Where you got to was something we call an eternal yard sale. You gotta stay here for a certain amount of time, and depending on how well you do at the eternal yard sale, you'll either move to heaven or hell.
That's where I get lost in how well I do. The choices of what we buy or how nice we are to the guy at the yard sale?
I can't tell you what that means. I'm telling you, if you do well at the eternal yard sale. If you do well, you got to do well here.
The way you now it makes me seem like I have to find rare items.
Yeah, like you. Is that what you think?
I feel like if you do.
Welcome back, boys. So,
hey, sorry the way I treated you earlier. That
yeah,
was
you were a
cool
little brusque.
Story about your old lovers.
You think
okay,
so?
Matt, so, Matt, you're going the kindness route because for how to do well? Because I feel like doing well for me is maybe finding a bargain.
Let's see below oh, here.
Yeah, not even something.
Would you like to hear my story of when I dated Meredith, yeah. a saloon player from the early 1910s? Or would you like to choose from this array of ashtrays?
I'm going to go ashtray. I'm going to go ashtray. And this one, I noticed this one has a dent in it.
This
one has a dent in it. It feels like you could probably knock some off.
You think, oh, okay, you're a haggler. All right. Well, I was going to ask tuppence for it, but I'll maybe just one pence.
Matt, look at my skin. It's sparkling. I feel like I'm in the right direction.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
And scene, it's this kind of Beatle stuff that you will get. I'm Brett. I'm teeing you guys up. I'm Brett and
yeah,
Will's
yes.
podcast.
We have a podcast. Screw it. We're just going right. to talk about the Beatles. The only Beatles podcast out there. It's the only one, weirdly. Don't bother one. Looking for other ones. It's me and Brett and Joel Spence and Katie Plattner have a podcast. Monthly episodes come
out. The Beatles
check it out.
Do keep giving.
That's right.
Every, oh, yeah. every time you think you're
every
done
year
with
there's
Beatles,
a big Beatles yeah. release or a
yeah,
news item.
There's four documentaries coming out.
Yeah.
Four movies, right?
Yeah, I think like
that's what I meant.
Biopic recreate. Type.
Yeah.
We have
I
a
know
new
Abbey
Discord.
Road's in London, by the way, you fucking asshole.
Hey, what do you want?
St. John's Wood, right?
St. John's Wood, yeah, that's the stop.
Abbey Road is also still like an active, like it's
oh,
not
yeah.
blocked
it's
off
just
at all.
A
it's just cars are just constantly going through it. It's like hard to do photos there.
Yeah.
We have Hollywood and Vine, which is complete horseshit, and there's zero there. I think maybe Amoeba Records is there now. But classically, nothing happening there.
There's yeah. a veggie grill right there. That's exciting.
We have a Discord. You can come go to Screw It Podcasts, and there's a link to join our Discord if you want to talk Beatles and stuff. It's pretty. Sounds uncool, but I'm telling you, it's fun.
Will's yeah. great at selling it.
Self-deprecating
it
plug.
Well, we're chill folks.
Yeah.
Gil, where can we find and enjoy your comedy?
Oh gosh, I don't know. There's a live Big Mouth show at the Greek Theater in May.
That is huge.
And watch Shogun because it's fun.
Are you in nice. It?
No, I'm not. I just I've been
having
fun.
It
looks cool.
In Shogun.
Gotta get you on there.
Yeah, you gotta get me on show. If anyone knows any connect.
That's a stretch. Okay. Ali, what about you, buddy? Find you, watch you.
I usually post anything exciting going on at my Instagram, Ali_Gondour. And you can also check out ASCAT at the UCB Theater is another fun one. And Bangarang and Benetton as well.
Lots of good improv out there, humans, as the craft on television starts to slowly die and contract. Keep reading these articles. But you know where it doesn't die? It's in the podcast world, Brett. That's where comedy is still thriving. And if you could support Improv for Humans with a subscription, $40 for a year. We don't have a lot of Improv for Humans these days, right, Brett? With the full four.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford it, humans. We need more subscriptions is the truth of the matter.
That's
so
a good deal.
$40 for a year. What's
yeah,
that?
It's nothing.
That's a great deal.
That is. And we were maybe too clever with that four.
Yeah, we're really.
Yeah, you like backed yourself into a corner for inflation.
Yeah,
too.
That $4 a month might be a little too clever, Brett. But if you are a monthly, if you just did a $4 a month, maybe think of going to a year, and that'd be much appreciated because we have so much going on behind the wall. besides just ad-free and bonus content, we got a lot of new shows that you should check out. And keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.